Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming at you from the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It's a VIP event tonight, and we'll be on the air tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. Season ticket holders will get some early entry. General public, gates open at 10. It is free. It'll last until 2 p.m. Same can be said on Sunday as well. We'll be joined by Paul Skeens here in just a moment, the National League Rookie of the Year. We just spoke to a moment ago, the 2013 Most Valuable Player, and that was Andrew McCutchen, who is some five home runs away from Roberto Clemente, 235 in his career. If you have a question for Paul, go ahead, give me a follow at Dan Zang. Really, I'll be sure to relay that tweet to you, and we'll ask him about that. So we'll get Paul wired in here after Joey Bova has a word with him. You can follow his great work on social media. Andrew McCutchen was really direct, by the way, and we're going to put that podcast up at 93.7thefan.com. He's going to take over the clubhouse, it sounds like, Paul. We were just talking to Kutch a moment ago, and you know, from a leadership standpoint, he was discussing with us that maybe he needs to kind of vocalize a little bit more and be that guy inside the clubhouse, and you had an opportunity to be around really what has turned out to be one of the better Pirates in a generation. Giving that leadership that this club needs, and you could obviously be somebody along those lines as well. But it's cool to hear that Kutch is going to maybe grab the wheel a little bit more, so maybe in tandem you guys can kind of step up and lead that Pirates clubhouse.
Yeah, I think that's the goal. Definitely with a guy like Kutch, he commands respect from the locker room without even doing anything, frankly, just because of what he's accomplished in the game. He's been around, he's been on winning teams, he's been on losing teams, he sees what winning is, and he's going to be a really good guy for us this year.
By the way, how are you? Hi, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm doing well, good. Enjoying Pirates Fest. Great to be back in Pittsburgh. It's not the weather that I remember over the summer that I grew so fond of, but great to be back. Great to be back in the city. A nice little primer for spring training in the season. I'm excited.
You don't seem like a guy that is looking in the rearview mirror all that often, and I'm not sure if you've been able to even wrap your arms around what you did in 2024, what you accomplished, how you came onto the scene, what you were able to do, obviously winning a Rookie of the Year award, being a finalist for the Cy Young, has that even hit you? Have you had an opportunity to reflect and kind of soak in that a little bit?
Yeah, I think the nice part about it being January is we're kind of past that. So, yeah. Or at least I am. I think it's important to advance, within the game. I think that was the goal from day one of the off season. So, since October 1st or whatever it is that the off season started, it's just been focusing on getting better for next year.
So you didn't even take a moment. You didn't even go out to dinner in Baton Rouge and say, "All right, that was a cool year." You gotta smell the roses at least for a second. Take a beat, my man.
I think the moment that I took went viral on the Rookie of the Year night.
Yeah, so. Thoughts on that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a super, I don't show a whole lot in general, and it's kind of my personality. It's not, I don't know.
It was awesome. It was legendary stuff. Some people were cooking you, right? And I'm sure you're aware. But others were like, that's a boss move of all boss moves. So it's a funny place, social media, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter what's going on over there. It's just going into the void for me. I don't see any of it. Yeah.
But you found the humor in it, of course, right?
Yeah, I had some buddies send some stuff to me. I definitely see the humor. I've been thinking for 2 months on how to respond, and I still don't know. It's just, hey, that's how I am. So.
Well, it's not in. It's not on the table for you. Your plate is full. And that's, I guess, kind of what makes you elite, right? Is that it's not even on your radar. It's not even in your train of thought. And I was talking to Steve Blass, obviously, a Pirates legend, and you know Matt Capps. And the thing that strikes me about you, Paul, is that, you know, you're most confident, not so much in your stuff, which is obviously plenty good, but you feel, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to put words in your mouth, most confident because of your process, your thoughtfulness, the purpose in which you go about your work. Is that accurate? That's like chief among anything that you do, is how you do it.
Yeah, I think the something that I've had, from coaching since I was probably 12 or 13 is just getting confidence through your process and through your routine. If it hits the fan and you're out there struggling or whatever, you can fall back to, I did as much as I could to prepare for this game. So, you know, I can sleep well at night.
Paul Skeens is with us live here on the air at Pirates Fest over the weekend. It's going to be a terrific weekend, a VIP event here. Folks milling around, and we're starting to get the crowd to gather. We're trying to hide you here for a little bit, but I think they found you. You're kind of a hard guy to hide. You go into the offseason. There are hairs that you're going to split. There are going to be starts that you look back on. There are going to be things that you really just dissect to try to get better on. What are some of those? I can't even begin to think about what those would be, considering the year that you had, but I'm sure you'll find something. You did, and you're probably working on it right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's some pretty low-hanging pitch shape stuff that I've been working on this offseason. Frankly, throwing more strikes, getting ahead of batters, it's not a complicated game. You just got to make it simple. Which is somewhat tough to do. So there's not going to be anything that's, you know, a crazy adjustment from last year. Just continue to get better at what we do well already.
Paul Skeens is with us, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. So pitch shapes, that would not include different pitch development, would it?
We'll see.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, you're one of those guys that's always kind of experimenting and trying to stay one step ahead. So that's... on that, like, what could you possibly develop? I mean, maybe change up? I don't know. You're not going to come out with a knuckleball, are you?
No, not the knuckleball.
So, how is yours, by the way? I'm sure you've messed around with one, right?
I have not.
You
I
can't?
Haven't, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's potentially in the cards. I mean, what?
Not the knuckleball.
No, not the knuckleball, but something else. That's interesting to hear. So throwing more strikes, being more efficient. Like, how do you do that without taking away of kind of who you are? Because you want to go out, attack guys, you want to get punchies at the same time. So that's kind of is that a little bit of a give and take or no?
Yeah, it's definitely a give and take. I think there were times last year where I kind of lost my identity of just filling up the strike zone a little bit.
And why was that? How does that happen or how does that fall off course?
Just playing games, you know, trying to be too fine, trying to be too perfect. You can fall into that trap a little bit with how good the hitters are in the big leagues. You know, you face some really good lineups two or three outings in a row, and you know, you always have to fall back on what you do well, not what they do well. So there were a couple times last year where that stuff happened, and just got to, you know, be consistent. You know, like you said, fall back to my preparation and you know, pound the zone, get ahead of hitters. It's not a complicated game. Just got to, you know, make it simple.
So the trap is, oh, man, I got to stay out of his hot zone. I mean, he's you know, he's middle in. I can't miss there. So then that maybe consumes your thought process or maybe your mentality on the mound, and then all of a sudden, 2-0.
Yeah.
That's something that can happen to hitters?
Yeah, just trying to be too perfect. And you do that two pitches in a row, you're 2-0, and that's a hitter's count. It becomes very easy for hitters to hit when it's 2-0. So trying to minimize that. And then, you know, there are a lot of process-oriented stats that don't show up on, you know, the back of a baseball card, and those are probably the ones that I'm, you know, focusing on, you know, to improve this next year.
Like, for example, I mean, not to go too inside baseball here, but give me what something like that would be that we have no idea about.
I mean, the 2-0 thing. There's,
okay.
So I don't know what the name of the stat is. I call it early and ahead. It's 2 out of the first 3 pitches, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, there are guys who will say, you know, on or out in 3 pitches, that kind of principle, basically. Getting to 1-2 a lot more than you get to 2-1. I think that's a big one.
Yeah, the 1-1. Is the 1-1 count the most important count in baseball? People, there's varying schools of thought on that.
Yeah, I'm not a mathematician.
Yeah.
I do know, if it's 1-0, I'm throwing a strike. Like, and if I don't, then, you know, I didn't lose the at-bat, but that's not, you know, the ideal way to start an at-bat. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it now. It's just, you know, just pound the strike zone. It's not a hard game. Just got to make it easy on yourself.
Paul Skeens is with us. You know, things were trending well at times for the team, and then, you know, it looked as if there were moments where not quite ready yet. Just the team collectively. I was talking to Kutch about that a little while ago. How do you take more control of the clubhouse? How does this team take that next step forward? Because Kutch is obviously very bullish on the year. You have gone on the record with confidence about what is inside that clubhouse, the personnel at large. But how does it translate? How do you get from here to there?
I mean we haven't made a whole lot of moves this year because we have a lot of guys coming back. Mm-hmm. We haven't, you know, we 3 free agents.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, there's a large majority of the team from last year is coming back next year. The reason, you know, we had that 10-game stretch, and I know that we lost, you know, a number of those games by one run.
Mm-hmm.
One run is, you know, it's fundamental baseball. It's not a complicated thing. It's a difficult thing to do for 162 games. But you saw it in the World Series this year. You know, the team that played fundamental baseball,
yeah,
regardless of who was better on paper, the team that played fundamental baseball won the World Series. And that's what we have to do over the course of 162 games.
I'm not looking for a soundbite here, looking to get you in trouble here, but, I mean, was there like is it an accountability thing? Is it everybody just sticking a thumb in their chest to be able to kind of dot those I's, cross those T's, just clean it up a little bit? Does it kind of start with that sort of thing, Paul?
I'm not sure. Obviously I'm in the clubhouse. I know the character of the guys, the character of the clubhouse. I can't tell you what it is. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it starts day one of spring training and just a focus on that. We had a young team last year.
Yeah.
And it'll still be young this year, but we'll be a year older.
Yeah.
We don't have, you know, a ton of guys that that didn't debut last year who will debut this year who, you know, were different. There are inevitably going to be a few, and the reason they're going to be in the show is because they're, you know, difference makers.
Yep.
But a lot of the guys, you know, as September went along, we had a lot of guys that got to debut, got to get some experience, and they, you know, had good times, they had, you know, rough times, and you have to get that out of the way. So the nice thing about the team that we had last year is we're going to have, you know, a year more experience. They're going to know what the show is like, and then we can play with a freer mind, hopefully, as a team, and play that fundamental baseball.
Tone, environment, culture. I mean, so important, I would think, to you. I mean, after all, you wouldn't have gone to the Air Force if you weren't seeking that sort of thing. How important is that, and how can you establish that? You say from spring training, February 12th, I think the first workout is. Like, that's got to be, like, somebody, somehow, some way, has got to set that tone, that environment, create that culture, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, we'll do it collectively. And the reason I, you know, talk about the guys that are returning from last year into this year is we have a good core group of guys that are bought in, you know, to that mindset that it's going to be, you can't win a World Series with one guy. We're going to have to win with 26. And we start with, you know, I'm just throwing out numbers here, but we start with 5. Then it builds to 8. Then it builds to 11. Then it builds to 20 and 26. Like, it's a gradual thing that's going to start from day one of spring training. And we don't know what the team's going to look like at the end of spring training. We'll have, you know, 40 or 50 players in spring training. We get those 40 or 50 guys to all buy in. Like, who cares? I don't think anyone's stopping us.
But you like the personnel. You do. I mean, just based on what you've said in the past, there are guys that maybe haven't unlocked what they need to unlock or what they can unlock, I guess is a better way of putting it. But just looking at your eye, we're on the radio right now, but people at home really probably can't see this. Like, you're more than confident that that's going to be there.
Yeah,
in 2005.
I mean, the thing that, you know, we can talk about this all we want.
Yeah.
And there, you know, obviously, you know, I haven't guaranteed anything.
I know.
Since we've been on this call, we have to go out there and do it. It has to be a conscious thing that we're doing from day one of spring training. And as long as we go out there and do it, we can win the division. You see with the Brewers, yeah, the past couple of years, there's no reason why we can't win the division this year. Every team in our league is young. There's some talent on there, but it's a very winnable division. We just we have to do that by, you know, playing collectively, obviously. And there, you know, there are individuals on the team, myself included, who can be better next year than last year. And if we get, you know, the individuals to play better, we get them to play for each other, you know, some buy-in, then it's winning organizations are winning organizations. I've won conference championships. I won a national championship. I've seen it. And so we just have to go do it.
Paul Skeens is with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Paul, what have you learned about Pittsburgh? You've been to Steeler games. You've had a chance to see that. You've been to some kind of off-season events like this. What have you and I'm sure you saw the moment against the Reds, the wild card game, Johnny Cueto dropping the ball. What do you know about Pittsburgh from a sports fan perspective, the people, and how has that struck a chord with you to be able to have those moments that Pittsburgh sports has had so many times before? But, you know, the Pirates, you know, they haven't had one in the better part of 10 years. And I feel like you would take that personally to try to create another one of those memories, multiple memories, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, Yinzers want to win. Saw it at the Steelers game that I went to. It was an unbelievable atmosphere. We saw it toward the end of the summer last year that, you know, the stadium was a little emptier. And mm-hmm. So the goal is to keep the stadium full for the whole season. They want to win, and I feel that we owe it to the city to, you know, put a winner out there, and because we can do it. The guy, I've had a lot of time with some of the guys that are coming up. As I was in the minor leagues and also this offseason, they're going to be difference makers. Obviously, the guys in the big leagues, I know all about them. And I think that's something that we collectively need to understand, is just the difference that we can make in this city, especially over the summer. Summer here is great. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely better when, you know, the Pirates are playing winning baseball. So that is that's the goal. I think we, you know, owe it to the fans and the city. And, it's hopefully we're going to have a lot of fun.
Paul, appreciate the time. Enjoy the offseason. Enjoy Pirates Fest. Looking forward to seeing all the new pitches that you're going to unveil in 2025. And clearly, you seem all in on everything that you do and this season, and looking forward to what it brings.
Yep, looking forward to it.
All right, Paul Skeens, do stay with us. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up here at Pirates Fest on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.